Rabbi Lochan asks, why did Jagannanda Pandit want to go to Vrindavan when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in Puri with him, and ultimately wherever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, that was Vrindavan. Why did he want to go there? And I've had thoughts over the years of similar situations. Why did all the devotees in Navadvip not come and stay with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri? Why did they stay there? Lord Chaitanya asked them to come every year, but why didn't he asked them, why didn't they come and stay with him? Indeed, why did some people, if I know correctly, in Srivas Thakur, move back to Stilett, even while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on the planet? Very, very mysterious. Of course, Lord Chaitanya instructed some what to do, just like he instructed Lord Nityananda, don't come back, you should just stay in Bengal and preach there. Lord Nityananda did go to Bengal to preach, but he also came back. He didn't follow that part of the instruction. Then some people, like Sachimata and Vishnupriya, of course, they had to stay in Navadvip because a sannyasi can't be with his family. That's also stated there. And some of the devotees obviously had to stay there to take care of them. So there's reason, of course there's reason for everything, but not so necessarily black and white. We see that with the case of Jagannanda Pandit, Lord Chaitanya, although was first reluctant to let him go, but then he gave him advice to stay with Advaita Acharya, and then gave his blessings. Okay, you can go. And he went, and he came back. Krishna's pastimes are mysterious. Why he his devotees do things is not always immediately understood unless it's explained by greatly realized souls. And sometimes they just keep things a secret. And yesterday we were talking about confidential reason for Lord Chaitanya Sannyas. Was Chaitanya Charitamrita says Danda Bangalila Paramagavira, that this is a very secret pastime. Why was Lord Chaitanya's danda broken by Lord Nityananda? So also great mystery. We see that the residents of Vrindavan, even though they went to visit Krishna in Kurukshetra, but they went back. They didn't. Why did they go to Dwarka? Krishna, they could leave, but Vrindavan, they couldn't. Because ultimately Krishna is also always in Vrindavan, And because he is always in Vrindavan, manifest either in the form of his uppercut feature, or he directly appears himself. Therefore, devotees like to stay there, and no doubt, Jagannanda in Puri, he was also able to experience Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presence by being, number one, separated with him, and by feeling Krishna's presence by going to the places of Krishna's pastimes. In the company of Sanatan Goswami. So, these are good things to think about and meditate about, to fill our minds these days when there's so much misfortune going on in the world, because these meditations are a cause of good fortune. Hare Krishna.